Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah. We heard in the Exalted, this is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. Jesus is alive. That's why we are gathered here. We don't only listen to how Mary Magdalene encountered Jesus 2,000 years ago, but we acknowledge his presence here in our midst tonight. It is Jesus who speaks to us through the scriptures, and it's Jesus who shares his life with us in the sacraments. Tonight we got a quick overview of salvation history, a little summary of the Bible, and just as our risen Lord broke open the scriptures on the road to Emmaus and open the eyes of his disciples, he does so for us tonight. I think it'd be helpful for us to summarize this summary of the scriptures with just one word. One word that I think communicates the Father's desire for us tonight. That one word is family. First, we heard from the beginning of Genesis, God created the earth, sky, and sea, and saw that it was good. And God created the fish, the birds, and all the animals, and saw that they too were good. But it wasn't until God created a family, made the first man and woman, that he found his creation very good. But one of God's creatures chose to rebel. And through the envy of the devil, death entered the world. A family that was once united became divided. Our relationship with God, with each other, and even with ourselves was ruptured. We became overpowered by something that was too big to defeat by ourselves, the power of death. But right away, God gives us a promise, saying that the offspring of the woman would strike the head of the serpent. Death would not have the last word. And throughout salvation history, this promise is reiterated, made clearer and clearer. God promises Abraham that through his descendant, all the nations on earth will be blessed. That the human family scattered by the Tower of Babel would one day be restored. And once that promise was nearly forgotten after over 400 years of slavery in Egypt, the Lord rescued Abraham's descendants through Moses and led them to freedom through the waters of the Red Sea. And then once the Lord established them in the promised land, he gave his word to David, that from his royal line a son would be born whose kingdom will endure forever. And then it happens. Jesus Christ is born of the Virgin Mary on a mission to restore the human family. God becomes part of that family. And that mission is accomplished when Jesus freely hands over his life and dies for us on the cross. The devil, who had been victorious over the first Adam on a tree, thought that he had conquered this second Adam by nailing him to a tree. But once Jesus gave up his spirit and entered the darkness of the tomb, the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This Paschal candle, which burns brightly tonight, is a sign to us of the unconquerable light of Christ. And it's from this light that we draw our hope for eternal life. Soon this light will be processed back to the baptismal font. And there, the family that Christ has gathered together will grow even larger. Catechumens, as you enter the waters of baptism tonight, your sins will be washed away. You will be born anew as children of our Heavenly Father. God doesn't erase your past, but rather redeems it. Just as Jesus rose from the dead with the same body he had on the cross, God is able to glorify your wounds to become a source of light for others. And for all to be confirmed, you too will receive the light of Christ tonight. And know that this light is meant to shine in the darkness of this world. Just as the angel at the empty tomb told the women to go quickly and tell his disciples, tonight all of you are commissioned as witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And as Jesus himself met those women on their way to Galilee to strengthen their hearts, so he will meet you to strengthen your hearts tonight with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, as a foretaste of heaven, we will worship the Lamb of God who will become present on this altar. The Lamb once slain who now lives. The Paschal Lamb whose flesh we will eat and whose blood delivers us from death. And it's around this one table that the family is united. So may all of us gathered here tonight join our prayers with the saints, that we too may come safely home to God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.